Blog Talk Radio.
Stay free.
You know what's your liberty to be free?
Yes.
You can look over in Galatians 5 and verse 1, and it says your liberty to be free, so stay free.
I'm free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people are in bondage, entrapped, enslaved. Be free. The Bible says that the Son has come to set you free. So when you're free, you're free indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Be free. And every day you tune in, you'll hear me saying, I'm free. If you ever tune in, you don't hear me saying, I'm free, something ain't right. If I just get online and just say, welcome, say, something ain't right with Pastor Manny.
Instantly, we will go into prayer, and we're going to find out
why she's not free today.
That's right. Be free.
Be free. I am free. Welcome.
Welcome
to the preacher
and the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
Welcome to the preacher, the pastor show.
Amen.
I'm excited. I just want to tell my husband today I love you.
Amen.
God bless you. Mwah! You got to do that, David. Tell your mate you love them. You know, we don't want to go a day where we're not, one, telling each other we love each other, and two, you know, to kiss. Kiss
and hug and tell each other that you love one another. God have put you together, so definitely appreciate what God has put together.
Yes, we're talking about what God has put together.
What God has put together.
You should be able to kiss and make up and, you know, get back on track.
I really believe that by kissing your mate and hugging your mate, that can really solve a lot of problems in your relationship right now.
But what happened when you saw him say you can't even kiss?
then there is a problem where you need to find out how you can get back to that place where you can kiss and hug.
Okay.
Because if you can kiss and hug, guess what you're doing? You're loving on each other, which is the main thing that God is commanding you to do.
It's love
one another.
Love one another.
So kiss and hug.
Yes. Oh, my.
All right.
God bless you, honey.
God bless you.
Today we're talking about,
are you the lost sheep?
Are you the lost sheep?
No, I am not. I used to be. Yeah, I'm going to be honest about it. I used to be the lost sheep, but I'm not the lost sheep anymore.
You know what I think about, are you the lost sheep? It's like you knew the word. You knew her. You knew who Jesus was. You know who Jesus was, but you decided, I'm going to go the other way anyway. I know what's right, but I'm going to choose to go this way because it's tempting. You know, I took my eyes off the good shepherd, and I'm looking somewhere else, and now I've strayed somewhere else that, you know, it sometimes leads to, really to destruction, sometimes death, you know, spiritually and natural. So we have to be careful. Are you the lost sheep?
No, I am not the lost sheep. And this is going to be a great topic tonight. I'm glad how you put that like that. You know, perception, your perception and my perception, every other one's perception may be a little bit different. Some may be the same, but I'm glad about are you the lost sheep as far as the topic for us tonight. Can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Satan wants to keep us lost. He wants to, you know, he wants to pull us away from our shepherd. He wants us to get away from the flock because there's safety, you know, we can say it in the sheepfold, when we're in the fold, you know. And so we're going to talk about that today. Are you the lost sheep?
Amen.
Let's get right into it. God bless all that is listening on tonight. May God bless you. May you receive revelation, knowledge, and understanding, and wisdom how to apply what you receive here on the Preacher and the Pastor Show as we are Holy Spirit led and fed. And so we just thank God for you. I want to pray your strength right now. A lot of times we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. So when people are tuning in, they're able to get exactly what they're, you know, what they're tuning in for. A lot of times it may not be structured, but with the show, what we set the show up to be, but we definitely want to be led because there's someone that's in need, someone that needs to be encouraged. So we want to pray for you right now that God will continue to strengthen you and understand that your strength is in the Lord and that God is always there for you. So we pray your peace right now, your protection. We pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that God will just touch your situation and turn it around for your good. It will all work out for your good in Jesus' name. And those that are online and their family members that are needing healing, a lot of people are going through a lot right now, and we just want you to, at this time, to give it all over to God. Lay your burdens and your cares down and know that God has you. God that has not forgiven up on you, he remembers your name. He knows who you are. He knows everything about you. Just give it all over to God. And Lord, we ask that you will help them, Lord God. You know, sometimes we get weak. The Bible says that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we ask that you will strengthen their spirit. Man, strengthen our spirit, man, oh God, so that we can overcome the flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. So we're talking about, are you the lost sheep? Are you the lost sheep? Or have you ever been in that position where you was the lost sheep? So this show was to help us, who are the lost sheep of Jesus Christ, to find our way back to Christ Jesus, who is our good shepherd. And with Christ Jesus, there is no wants, there is no worries, you know, that we are protected. When we are back with our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, we are protected and led in the right direction to salvation, which brings a life in abundance. So the Bible says he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will tell those on his right hand, come, bless of our Father, inherit kingdom prepared for you, the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food to eat. The heaven rejoices you all when the sheep returns to the sheepfold. So when we return, if you're the lost sheep, heaven rejoices in your return. So if you're lost, find your way back to Jesus. And we're going to go to scripture here. We're going to go to scripture, you all, which is in Luke 15, verse 4 through 7. That's Luke 15, 4 through 7. The Bible records here that, what a man of you, have 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it. And then the Bible says in verse 5, and when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. And verse 7 says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Amen. So when we look at the scripture here in Luke chapter 15, verse 4 through 7, we may be able to understand a God who will forgive sinners who come to him for mercy, but a God who tenderly searches for sinners and their joyful and then joyfully forgives them must possess an extraordinary love. And we're talking about love in the beginning, you know, because we've been commanded to love you one another. So this is the kind of love that prompted Jesus to come to earth to search for the lost people and save them. This is the kind of extraordinary love that God has for you, has for us. So if you feel far from God today, don't despair. He is searching for you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Now, I was just thinking right now, he was talking about the, being the lost sheep. I was thinking about that time when I was lost. So I definitely was a lost sheep. But first of all, I want to go to scripture. Scripture says that we are sheep. We are sheep counted for the slaughter. When I read that, when I read the scripture, I actually lost the scripture. Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, what scripture is that? Yeah, I can hear you. What scripture is that?
We're sheep counted for the slaughter. I'm away from my Bible right now. I'll give you that scripture a little bit later on. So when I read this, I think it's over in Psalms, as a matter of fact. When I read this scripture that we are sheep counted for the slaughter, I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that I was a sheep at one point in time in my life.
Mm.
You know, I did not know. I just thought that I was.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, not a wolf. I didn't think that I was
I'm
a wolf. I did not. I did not know who I was as far as to identify. So there were certain groups, you know, that I did not want to identify with, and it was other groups that I thought they was okay, you know, but
Jesus.
It just seemed like I didn't fit. It just seemed like I didn't fit in, you know. So I ended up finding myself as being lost or being alone. So this topic really, it really resonates to my spirit, because a lot of times, you know, we'll go around through life and we'll be trying to fit in, or we'll be trying to, you know, make a name for ourselves to be this or to be that, when in all actuality, you know, you become successful in your life when you find the will of God for your life, when you realize that, that you know, this is what you have been called to do. So, yes, at one time, you know, I was definitely a lost sheep, a lost soul, did not know. I mean, I heard about God. I knew, you know, that he was powerful, and I knew that he saved people and delivered people. But at that point in my life, you know, I was not saved. And, you know, I just didn't know enough, so I was definitely lost. And I wandered around, literally, you know, from this place trying to find my my place in life. And it was hard. It was hard because, you know, there are people out there, there are groups of individuals, even people that are, you know, just single people, and they would take advantage of you. They would take advantage of you, and I mean, growing up, right after my teenage years, you know, I really did get taken advantage of because I just didn't know enough. But when I made the decision, you know what, no more of this. If I don't know anything, I know to go to God. See, I knew that. I knew to go to God for help. And it was that decision. When I went to God for help, you know, there were ministers, you know, there were other men and women, you know, that are of God that was in the place called church. So when I went in that place, I realized that the people that were in there were just like me. They were lost souls. They were trying to be somebody to impress somebody, not knowing that who God intends for them to be. They found out who they were once they came to church, and they started to be around people that were like them, that were going through some of the same issues, and I was able to talk about it. So I found out who I was because I started reading the word. So, yes, I definitely was the lost sheep at one point in time in my life. But I thank God that God found me. God was never lost. Sometimes we say we found God, but God found me. And he found me right there in that place and led me right there to a place where I can get some help. So, definitely, I thank God for me not being lost, not the lost sheep anymore, because I know who I am in Christ. Amen.
Amen. If you just can't tune into the preaching and the pastor, so we're talking about, are you the lost sheep? Are you the lost sheep? And my husband's talking about, he was lost, and at some point in time, you know, we may have lost ourselves. When we look at the Bible in Psalm 119, verse 176, it said, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. So here, you know, the Bible is even saying here, you know, some of us will go lost. Some of us will go astray, you know, seeking other things, seeking other guys, seeking other situation that's going to settle us, that's going to make us feel better about ourselves and not realize we're in the place that we need to be. We are believers, but now we've taken ourselves off the good shepherd. And the Bible says the Lord is our shepherd. We should not want it. We know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior, sir. He is a good shepherd. So when we take ourselves off of the Word of God, take ourselves off of God, and then we tend to stray. You know, how do we keep ourselves in that place? We study the Word of God. We stay in prayer. Sometimes we have to cut ourselves off from places that we used to do, used to go, and places that we, people that we used to be around. We have to cut ourselves off, because if we're not careful, they will lead us astray. They will lead us from the sheepfold. They will lead us out, you know, from up under the shepherd. So now we're in harm's way. Now we've opened up avenues and different ways for the enemy to come in. We were talking about in Bible study possession again. So now we're allowed them to come in and possess what we have, because we allowed that by taking our eyes off of God, taking our eyes off the Word of God, and not pouring it into us, so that we have something to keep us going, to keep us focused, to keep us in that sheepfold, so that we are protected, and so that we can receive long life and abundant life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So even when we're looking at out of Psalms 119 right now, this, the Bible is talking about in this particular verse that God's Word is true and wonderful. So stay true to God in His Word, and no matter how bad the world becomes, because you are his sheep, and you are that sheep, and when you come back, He will take care of you no matter what is going on. The shepherd always takes care of the sheep, and so we need to make sure we get back to the sheepfold, get back, you know, with God. Be right there. You are a sheep. It's not saying that you are a wolf and you was operating in the pack of sheep. It didn't say that you were something else outside the sheep. It didn't say that you were a goat. We're talking about the lost sheep, the believer who went astray. Yeah. You know, because even here, we're talking about the believer here in Psalms 119. The author is anonymous, but it's suggested that it's Israel, the priest. So even if the priest is there and he has lost his way, says, I've gone astray like a lost sheep, you can just imagine what went on in his world for him to go astray. It says, seek your servant, you know, because he is a servant. I mean, he is the sheep. He's a servant. He's a man of God. You know, so what happened to cause the man of God, the priest, to go astray? What situation did he allow himself to be a part of that led him astray? So he asks God, he says, God, for I did not forget your commandments. I am lost. I went astray. I know your commandments. I know who you are. Help me, Lord. So we need to get to that place where we can get back to God. Get back to God. Amen. Are you the lost sheep?
Amen. Amen. You know the reason why? This show topic is, are you the lost sheep? Because, you know, if we don't look at it in the manner of a sheep, and the reason why, you know, we're counted as sheep. Okay, well, in Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, you know, and I shall not want. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we know the shepherd, this is the one that takes care of his flock, or takes care of his sheep, the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Jesus is described as being the shepherd, but not just any shepherd, the good shepherd. Because
yes,
it is God
yes.
that is good. God is good, and He takes care of His own. God
that's
is
true.
Good, and He takes care of His own. So that's why we
Amen.
Are counted as His sheep. And that's why we say sheep,
yes.
or you the lost sheep. You know, don't be that sheep, or don't be in Christ, but still be wandering around lost. Why are you wandering around
mm-hmm.
lost when you have
Jesus,
when you have the good shepherd, which is in that place to lead you, in that place where, like I said, in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So why are you lost, and why are you trying to figure things out that God had already worked out? The shepherd had already worked it out. The sheep don't have to do anything. Only thing the sheep
mm-hmm.
have to do is get trust in the shepherd to be in that place where he can eat, need to be protected from the wolves or whatever it is that's trying to attack them.
Yes.
You know, that's what God wants us to be. God wants us to be in his protection because we are his sheep. We are his children. We are his beloved. We are his image. You know, God made us, you know, to trust him and to trust him only.
Yes, Lord.
But don't go and don't be in that place. Don't be in that place where you're lost and you're alone and you're in danger. Don't be out there, you know, with those wolves or those snakes or those other type of beasts that are there to destroy you. And I'm talking about people. I'm talking about things. I'm talking about places. I'm talking about all different types of things that cause you to be from underneath the covenant of grace.
Yes, Lord.
That cause you to be in that place. Even when you're worrying and you're stressing out about something, okay, you still are coming from the covenant of grace. You know, you're supposed to be sheep. The sheep don't worry about anything because all they care is they work. All they care is right there in the hands of the shepherd.
Yes.
They don't have anything to fight with. They don't have anything to fight with. They don't have horns or things like that or teeth, you know, where they can fight back. No, they just have to rely on the shepherd. So that's why we are counted as sheep. Now, I want to go over here to John, and I give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go over to John 10. John chapter 10, and we'll start right here at John 10 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second here. Let's go over here. John chapter 10, and we'll start at 2. Okay. Got to flip while I'm at 11. Okay.
If you just now tune into the preaching, Pastor, so we're talking about Are You the Lost Sheep?
Amen. Amen. So now we just reference here the Good Shepherd. So right here, John chapter 10, and we'll start right here with verse 2. But he that entered by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now we're talking about Jesus. He that enters the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Okay? To him the porter that opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls them own sheep by name, and he leads them out. Don't you know when God is protecting you, he knows you by your name. We are counted as his sheep. He knows all his sheep. He knows all his children. God knows you by your name. The reason why God knows you by your name, because you gave your life over to Christ. And when you gave your life over to Christ, you should be in his care. And that's what this scripture is saying. God knows you by your name, so when he calls you, you hear his voice. And when you hear his voice, you know who it is. You know that it is that is calling you. It is God that is calling you. What is going on in your life right now that God is trying to call you back? God is calling his sheep. God is calling us. Don't be lost. No, I mean, if you are lost, then you don't have to stay lost because you can hear. You definitely can hear. It's certain things that God, he speaks to you, whether he speaks to you through a preacher, or he might speak it to just a person that may be working with you. God will speak to you, and when you hear this, it'll resonate in your spirit because he's calling you back. He don't want you to go in that place to where you're going to go down an area of death and destruction. But, and that's not the will of God for your life. It's not the will of God for your parish. He will need his sheep.
Yes.
My wife, she read that earlier, you know, the 100, and then, you know, there was 99, and one went astray. And he will go, and he'll leave the 99 and go after the one because it's not the will of God for your life for you to perish. It's not the will of God for your life for you being lacked. For you to be hurt or to be to be in that place where it's unto be God's sheep and receive all that he has for you. Amen.
Amen. If you just can't tune into the preaching, the pastor, so we're talking about are you the lost sheep? Are you lost? We're saying they're not saying you're anything else outside of sheep. That means you are a believer. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Something happened in your life that led you astray, that led, you know, that took you out of the covenant of being protected. And, you know, as my husband was talking about in John 10, you all can say right there in John 10, we're going to go through John 10. Because Jesus is a good shepherd, when we are the sheep, when we are Christ's sheep, we have protection. As we're talking about, you know, it is not for him to want us to perish. So the Bible tells us, even in John 11, he said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So the good shepherd is going to give his life for you, his sheep that are lost. When you come back, know that you're you're fully protected because he is the front line that's going to go before you, making sure all is well and good for you. The Bible tells us that. So he is our shepherd, and we shall not want. So are you lost? Come back into the fold, the sheepfold, so you can receive your protection, you can receive your healing, you can receive all that you have. When you're that sheep, you have no cares, no worries, because you know that the good shepherd is the one that cares for you. He has all your concerns and cares are his priority. And that's where Jesus came. And I know, Pastor, you read verse 2, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Then verse 3 says, to him the doorkeeper. The doorkeeper opens and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep and by my name and leads them out. See, some of us are listening to somebody else. You know, when the Bible says as his sheep, we don't answer to anybody else's calling, but some of us have taken our eyes off the good shepherd and allowed ourselves to be led astray because now we're listening to other people that we've allowed in our house, in our lives. You know, we've laid down with people that have caused us. Now we're mixed with these different emotions and spirits in us, and now we're operating outside of the sheepfold. Now we put ourselves in harm's way. You the lost sheep. You know, we got to get back to the sheepfold. How do we get back to the sheepfold? How do we get back in line? Trusting God, getting back to that, cutting off those things that need to be cut off. You know, asking God to create in us a clean heart. You know, calling out those spirits out of us that are not of the Holy Spirit. We can command. We have the authority and the power, as we had in Bible study today. We can speak those things, and it shall be established in us and in the earth. We can call that spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it must flee. It must flee. So as we're talking about this, are you the lost sheep? Are you having a hard time getting back because you want to hold on to those desires, those worldly desires, those fleshly desires that have taken you out of, that have taken you out of your protection and placed you in harm's way? Because the Bible tells them, Satan, he's coming to get you. You know, he's coming to get the believer. He's not coming after his own. He's not coming after his agents. He's coming after the believer. He's coming after the church, those that believe. He's coming to attack you every day. He is set out every day, all day, to devour you, to take all that you have. You don't need to be outside of the sheepfold. You need to be up under the covenant. You need to be right there in the place so that the good shepherd can protect you, because a good shepherd has all power, all power. So I come and I lay my life down, and that's exactly what Jesus did. He came and he laid his life down. He didn't just talk about it. He did it. So you, he didn't just say, I love you. God showed that he loved us. He didn't say, I will die for you. He came, he died, so you can see that he's already did. He's already done everything he said that he would do. So what more do you have to believe? You're out there. Come back, and don't be ashamed, because some of us are too ashamed to come back. I did too much. I stayed in that place too long. No, let me tell you, heaven rejoices. When one of God's sheep come back, the whole heaven rejoices. Everybody rejoices when you come back. Come back. You don't have to stay lost. You don't have to stay in that place. The Bible says to us in John 10 and 7, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep, and all whoever came before me are the thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. If you have got sheep, stop listening to what the world is saying. Stop listening to that thing that is pulling you away, that's keeping you away. Stop listening. Cut that off as of right now today. Cut it off and say never again while I listen to anybody else other than the good shepherd, because with him I shall not want. It is he that lays me down. It is he that picks me up. It is he that fights for me. It is he that prepares a way for me, that make every crooked path straight for me. It is he that smooths out the way. It is he that heals me and delivers me. The Bible says in verse 9, I am the door. He is the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. He's going to feed you. He's going to take care of you. There is no worries to God's sheep, but when you're lost, you set yourself up for failure. You set yourself up for destruction. You set yourself up for sickness and disease, hurt, harm, and danger. You set yourself up. Why would you set yourself up to fail? Why would you set yourself up to hurt? A lot of us put ourselves in that position. Get back. Come on back. We rejoice in you coming back. Don't stay there. You don't have to do that. The Bible tells you that the thief does not come except but to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus has come to give you life, and life in abundance. Receive the abundance. You are his sheep. You are his sheep. You are his sheep. Stop listening with what the enemy is trying to tell you. You can't have it. You don't deserve it. You've been here too long. You the devil's child, and you ain't going to get right. Look here, you tried, you prayed for 3 days, then you're back drinking, you're back smoking, you're back cursing, you're back fighting, you're back stealing, you're back thieving. Come on, no more. No more listening to what the enemy is trying to say. God will rejoice in you coming back. Come back. You can come back. You can come back. Get back. Get back. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, you said something right there. You said you have caused yourself. Now, a lot of times, we as humans do not want to accept the responsibility, or as it described, the spirit of responsibility for the things that you have caused in your own life. We always want to blame it on whoever it was that was with us, or whoever it was that, you know, had told us, you made the decision to listen. You made the decision to listen,
Jesus.
Or you made a conscious decision to do it how you wanted to do it, whether it was caused by, I'm just going to do it what I want to do because this is how I understand it, or
Jesus.
I'm just going to follow how Big Brother did it, or Big Sister did it, or I'm going to follow how Big Mama did it, or how Big Papa them did it, because that's all that I know. I'm just going to follow it that way. So a lot of things that we do it is self-inflicted, cause us to be in that place where we are lost. We be lost, and we be lost for a long time. And even when we become lost, we realize that we still want to try to do it our own way. We want to try to find ourselves. When God is calling your name and say, hey, look, cast your cares on me. Look at me. I'm the good shepherd. I can lead you back to that place. What it is that you're trying to do, you can't accomplish that. The only way that you can get out of this situation that you don't know about is let me bring you out of that place.
Yeah,
so now,
Lord,
let's go
bring
over here to Psalms. Yeah, God will definitely bring you out if you will allow him. That's why we have the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter.
Jesus.
And when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's for you to listen. And for you to listen,
Jesus.
He's going to lead you in that place, or lead you out of that place, or deliver you from that situation, or forgive you of that sin,
Jesus.
Or those sins,
Jesus.
Or whatever it is that you have going on in your life.
Jesus.
Whatever it is, you know, that's this playing around in your mind that's causing you to have anxiety or have worry, or you're stressing all, you're stressed out to the core. Whatever that is,
my Lord.
Just let the good shepherd, let the good shepherd lead you back into grace, lead you back into joy and happiness and the fulfillment of like God intended in the first place. That's the reason why Jesus Christ, God sent his son Jesus Christ in the first place, is for you, his lost sheep, to lead you back to him.
Back. Yes, Lord.
To
yes,
lead you
Lord.
Back to him. Psalms 23, we referenced one of these scriptures out here, Psalms 23, which most of us, growing up, this was one of the scriptures that we know, and we had to pretty much read this one, or someone taught this one all the time. So we're going to go through it again, because the word of God is forever settled in heaven, so let's make sure that we are settling the word of God inside of our heart and inside of our mind.
Yeah.
Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He
yes,
leadeth me
Lord.
In the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes,
yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no
yes,
evil.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
He,
yes,
thou
Lord.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed
yes.
my head with oil. My
oh,
cup
yes,
runneth over.
Surely, yes, surely
goodness and
goodness.
Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will
Amen.
Dwell in the house of the
Amen.
Lord forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
So look, I'm going to start right here with 6, and I'm going to go up, so I'm going to go back. I'm going to start right here with 6. 6 reads, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So if you are a sheep, a lost sheep, and you're away from your flock, well, are you dwelling in the house of the Lord? Because if you are lost, well, maybe the reason why you are lost, because you're not dwelling in God's house. You're not
Jesus.
Dwelling in his word. You're not believing and trusting in what God has for you, believing and trusting what you have for yourself, or what
Jesus.
The world has to
Jesus.
Offer.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the world. Come out of the world and be a part of the kingdom. All right, that's what 6 is saying. Surely goodness and mercy, that's a promise to you. Goodness and mercy. That mercy is the favor that you get for something that you know you
should have deserved, but you don't deserve it. Did I say that right, Pastor?
Mercy. Yes, you did.
God has mercy on you for the things that you say and have mercy on you for the things that you do. That'll clear it up a little bit better than that. So now,
amen.
Let's go back up here to 3. He says, he restores my soul, and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. So now we're talking about lost sheep. Sheep are people that are lost. Well, could it be the reason why you're lost? Because you're so self-righteous. This is what I can do. This is what I can accomplish. This is the name tag that I got from Staples. I don't even know if that's still a business anymore. And sorry if anybody works for Staples, if that's a business. That name tag, I got a supervisor tag, or this is what I have accomplished in my life. You know, we're hanging these banners of what the world has for us to say that we are somebody, fooling ourselves, and we allow the foolishness of this world to call us to be separated from the love of God. Is it because we are lost, because we are self-righteous? Because it says he leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. God is the one that makes you righteous. God is the one that sets you back on that course where you need to be. The reason why, because when you were lost, he's your sheep. He brings you back. He brings you back. And one more I want to read right here is, let's go to 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So where are you at right now? What's lurking around in your life right now that you're fearing? When I'm talking about fear, you're fearing death. Is it sickness? Or is it someone that's oppressing you? Is it the depression of the thoughts of words or things that were done on the outside that entered into your mind that causes you to be in that place or with your anxiety and stressed out? That's that valley of that shadow of death. That's what's killing you. What's killing you is all the pressures and the principalities of this world. This is what it means, though, when you're over in Ephesians 6, it says putting on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil are the tricks of the devil to get you out of that place where Satan can destroy you. You are God's sheep. Be underneath that covenant of grace of the good shepherd. And don't be lost ever again. Amen.
Amen. We're just going to tune into the preaching of the pastor. We're talking about, are you the lost sheep? Just understanding a lot that was said regarding the scripture in Psalm 23. As we talk about this, the breakdown about the lost sheep and understanding, you know, why it is important that we have a shepherd. So every sheep needs a shepherd. Every sheep needs a shepherd to lead them in green pastures, to shear them, prepare them for service to God, to bring them fresh water and fresh grass. In other words, lead them into prosperity. So we need that. And we're talking about prosperity. It's not talking about money. It's talking about wholeness. It's talking about wellness and life in abundance. So it's more than just, I'm going to prosper and have money. Yeah, and complete. And so what happens if you don't, if the sheep has no shepherd, they are dumb, they're prone to wander and unfairly, and they're defenseless. Sheep are defenseless, you know, in this world. We become defenseless, and we can't stand against those wiles and principalities and powers and rules of darkness if we don't have Jesus Christ as our shepherd or God leading us. So if the sheep is left to themselves, and they cannot last very long. They cannot live very long, you know, if they don't have a shepherd to stand. They don't have a fighting chance in survival. So when you're out there by yourself and you're not allowing Christ to lead you, then your chance of survival in this world is slim to none. You know, you may be out there for a little, you may be able to survive for a little while out there, but it'll just eat you up, it'll tear you up, and physically, spiritually, emotionally, it'll tear you up and tear you down. And so it's very important that we get back, we come back. You know, you don't have to stay out there. You don't have to stay in that place, you know, out there wandering around. When we look in the Bible in Matthew 9, verse 36, this is Jesus talking, Matthew 9 and 36, the Bible says that, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. having no shepherd. So then he said to his disciples in verse 37, that the harvest truly is plentiful, but the labors are few. And then he told them to, verse 38, said, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send our laborers into his harvest. So some of us are called to lead, to be shepherds. You know, God has called us to lead, you know, the sheep, you know, because he even told Peter, he said, feed my sheep. You know, Peter asked him, did he love him? He asked him three times. He said, well, then feed my sheep. Feed them. Feed them, protect them, keep them, you know. And so, and here, so when we look at that scripture, you know, God, you know, Jesus has compassion. He wants us to come back. He cares. And so don't stay in that place because the enemy is trying to get you to stay out there, keep you out there so that you can be devoured, so you can be, you know, tossed around and tossed, you know, tore apart and everything to keep you in that place mentally, spiritually, and physically beat down and drained. You know, come on back. Are you the lost sheep? And I want to go back over to Matthew 10. We were talking about Matthew 10 and 28. Here it says in the Bible that, and I give them eternal life. Okay, we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the good shepherd, you know, who came for us, who came to save us. He said, when we are his, he said, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Verse 29 says, and my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And verse 30 said, I and my Father are one. So understand, when you are a sheep, and you are in the right place, and you're right there with the shepherd, then you are protected. There's nothing that can snatch you out of his hand, nothing or no one. But when you go astray, when you lead yourself away from the sheepfold, from the flock, then you put yourself in harm's way. When you allow whatever that is taking you astray, whether it's a man or woman, drugs or alcohol, friends or family, or whatever it is that's telling you, you don't need that, you don't got to do that all day and everything, you know what you need to stay in that place, to stay in the fold. You know what you need. If you need to pray all day, then pray. If you need to be in your Bible and your word all day, be in. If you got to have gospel playing all day, whatever you got to do to stay in that place, that's your place of protection, that's your place of healing, that's your place of deliverance. Stay in that place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, what a great topic for tonight. What a great topic for tonight. Are you the lost sheep?
Yes,
I was
going
to go to one scripture. I was going to go to one scripture, but something just resonated in my heart, so I'm gonna go
uh-huh.
right here. And I hope this ain't too far off of the topic, but you know, when the Holy Spirit
I'll
you
let you know.
You just have to go. I have a question. This question goes for me, and it goes for everyone that is listening. What is keeping you from trusting God? What is so dynamic in your life is keeping you from trusting God? Because whatever this is that's keeping you from trusting God, causing you to be ashamed, is causing you to house darkness, and is causing you to be condemned. The Bible tells us in St. John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into this world to condemn this world, but that this world through him may be saved. We need to know that God does not condemn you, and he does not shame you, not his Son.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are sons and there are daughters. There are people here that are operating in darkness, and they will even convert you over to darkness. So whatever it is that you may have done in your life, God is not judging you about what you have done, and he will not shame you, because God knows that you are already sinning in his world. That's the reason why he sent Jesus, died for your sin. He died for sinners and to convert sinners into believers. So we need to believe that God is not condemning us. God wants you to be a believer. He wants you to be a friend. Don't be condemned, because the condemner is the same one that causes you to fall for the trick, to fall for the lie. There's nothing that you have done, there's nothing that's in your life that is so dark that light can't shine on it, that light can't, that God has already forgiven you for. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. That was just
and
in
you can
my
tie
spirit.
It right
there.
Into
are you
a lost sheep? because everything that you just said relates to, you know, being lost and being astray, and so it definitely relates to the subject, you know, but and that will cause you to be the lost sheep, will cause you to be out there and open to harm's way because of feeling that way, allowing the enemy to speak to you daily. Some of us welcome the enemy. We speak it into our lives. Oh, I hope the devil, you know, the devil going to be there. Every time I get in my car, oh, Lord, the devil done tow my car. Oh, the devil at work. Oh, the devil in the kitchen. Oh, the devil in the bath. Everywhere you are, you speak the devil. So guess what? You ain't got to call him for him to show up. He going to show up anyway. But now you invite him in because you're calling his name. So we got to learn how to say, I just thank God for today. I know God going to do it. Everybody looking for the devil to do it. Everybody looking for the devil to do something in their life. They're looking for the devil to mess it up. They're looking for the devil to show up. Well, you know how the devil, I'm going to go in there believing God, but you know how the devil be busy. You know, why you always claim the devil busy in your life? And that's what the devil wants us to do. But when we decree and declare, like I told my mama, today is going to be a good day. I decree and I declare today is a good day, and I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So it keeps us from being us in a place where we are lost or feeling like we, you know, we done backslid and we done been in this place too long. We done been out here too long away from the Father that we can't go back because we are ashamed to go back because we done been away too long. But that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to stay lost. He wants us to stay in that place of shame and guilt and condemnation. So get back, come back in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about Are You the Lost Sheep? And I'm going to take you over to Matthew. You all, then we're going to have the food for thought. Matthew 15, I believe, 15 and 24, the Bible says, but he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He said again, verse 24, that's Matthew 15, verse 24 says that, but he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus' words did not contradict the truth that God's message is for all people. You know, when we look at the scriptures and Psalms and Isaiah, Matthew 28:19 here, Romans 28:19, Romans 15:9-12, after all, when Jesus said these words, he was in Gentile territory on a mission to Gentile people. So he ministered to Gentiles, and on many other occasions also, Jesus was simply telling the woman that Jews were to have the first opportunity to accept him as the Messiah because God wanted them to present the message of salvation to the rest of the world. Then Jesus was not rejecting the Canaanite woman. He may have wanted to test her faith at that time, or he may have wanted to use the situation as another opportunity to teach that faith is available to all people. So when we believe, we receive, you know, and know and understand that we are his sheep. We are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. So again, the question is, are you the lost sheep? And if you are the lost sheep, find your way back to Jesus, so that you can be protected, so that you can be recovered, so that you can be healed and taken care of, because that's what the good shepherd does. He takes care of us, and we don't have to worry about everything that's going on in this world because we know that shepherd takes care of everything. All we have to do is be led and be led by Jesus, be led by the Holy Spirit, our comforter that was sent by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be led. And as long as we're allowing Christ to lead us, we will end up in places that we can graze on, in the pasture that we can eat and drink and have water and be full and have life in abundance. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all for tuning into the show. This is the time when we have food for thought. Go ahead, Pastor Manny.
Amen. Yeah, we thank God for this topic for tonight. Are you the lost sheep?
Yeah.
If you are,
yes,
then
Lord,
today is the last day that you are going to be lost. Today,
yes, Lord.
Allow God to enter into your life.
Yes, Lord, right
now.
You
have that choice. You have
yes,
that choice,
Lord,
to allow God to enter into your life. It
yes,
don't matter,
Lord,
what the situation is. It don't matter,
Jesus,
what the situation looks like. It
yes,
don't matter,
Lord,
what you did in your past. You have to realize that everything that you have done in your past
yes,
has
Lord,
already been forgiven already. Because
Jesus,
your sin was
Jesus,
forgiven in the past. Jesus Christ had
yes,
already
Lord,
came to this world, overcame this world 2020 years ago. So that was in the past.
Mm.
So that means that your sins today has already been forgiven before you even made it here. So stop
Jesus,
holding on
Jesus,
to your
Jesus,
past
Jesus,
and thinking that God is judging
Jesus,
you on your past
Jesus,
when he saw
Jesus,
you before you even was a gleam in your mom or your dad's eye. He saw you and had already forgiven you. Come
yes,
out of that place.
come out of that place where you're still allowing things to afflict you in your mind, things that you have done. God does not even remember these things because you are covered with the blood of Jesus. When you are covered with the blood of Jesus, that means that your sins or the things that you are committing or the things that you are doing today, you are covered by the blood of Jesus, and God does not see sin. He sees the precious blood of Jesus Christ that covers you. It's up for you to believe that. Stop going out there into the sea of forgetfulness and bringing back these old dead bones. Stop digging up the past, digging up these dead bones, and now you have to deal with these things, and people that you're with, they have to deal with these things. It's already been buried. It's gone. See, this is where we missed the mark. We missed this mark, and we think that God is judging us because of what we have done. No, he's already judged you, and you have already been justified. But this is for the believers. This is not for the ones that don't believe that God has already forgiven them. Because if you don't believe that God has already forgiven you, then you are a worker of the law. And that means that you are trying to do to receive. When Jesus Christ have already paid that price, he has paid that ransom. So the only thing you have to do is to believe and receive. This is the reason why we're still in the place where we are right now. Come out of that place. And at the top of the night, don't be that lost sheep. Don't think that you are so big and God is so small. God knows all and sees all and even know you where you are, and he's trying to meet you right there. Let him use you. Amen.
Amen. That was food for thought. We thank God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Are you the lost sheep? We say that over and over. And if we can admit it to ourselves, something we have to confess. We have to, you know, come to a point and say, you know what? I am that lost sheep, or I was that lost sheep, but today I decree and declare that I will not be lost anymore. I will not allow the enemy to speak to me. I will not operate the same way. And when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive change. Now that you know all your sins are forgiven, all is forgotten, all is well, then you operate in it. But don't backslide. Don't be astray. Don't allow this same thing that took you out to keep you out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to give a word here tonight. Thank you, Pastor, for the food for thought. But I want to take you all over just to remind you what Jesus came to do, what he did, and what was all said and done. We look in Matthew, and then we're going to pray. Anybody that's needing prayer, if you want prayer, we're going to pray for you all. You press 1, we'll bring you in, and we'll pray for you before we close out the show tonight. We thank all that was able to be in Bible study tonight. Bible study was really, really good as we're talking about possession of the gates of the enemy. We look at Matthew 10 and 6, 10 verse 5. We're going to do 5 through 8 really quickly here. The Bible says that these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans. Verse 6 says, but go rather to the lost sheep of a house of Israel. And verse 7 says, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And verse 8 says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you give. So, here, why did Jesus send the disciples to the Gentiles or the Samaritans? A Gentile is anyone who is not a Jew. So the Samaritans were a race that resulted from intermarriage between Jews and Gentiles after the Old Testament captivities. Yeah. So Jesus asked his disciples to go only to the Jews because he came first for the Jews. So God chose them to tell the rest of the world about him. So Jewish disciples and apostles preached the gospel on the rise in Christ all around the Roman Empire, and soon Gentiles were pouring into the church. So the Bible clearly teaches that God's message of salvation is for all people, regardless of race, sex, or national origin, or whatever. We are God's sheep. Once we believe and receive in the name of Jesus Christ, we're that sheep. So the Jews were waiting for the Messiah to usher in his kingdom. So they hoped for a political, military kingdom that would free them from Roman rule and bring back the days of glory under David and Solomon. So what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for a sign or a wonder? What are we waiting for to say, I'm going to get back, or I'm going to believe, so I can have that covered, so I can be healed, so I can be delivered, so I can be set free as a sheep, so I can cast my worries down, I can lay my burdens down, knowing that Jesus Christ is taking care of everything because he is my shepherd and I shall not want. When do we get to that place? Are we waiting around, you know, like they were in the biblical days, looking for a political, a military leader, a military kingdom? I'm looking for someone, a political authority. But Jesus was talking about a spiritual kingdom here. The gospel today is the kingdom is still the kingdom is still near. Jesus, the Messiah, has already begun his kingdom on earth in the hearts of his followers. We are his followers. We are his sheep, and we should be following him. You know, come back in, or you the lost sheep. One day the kingdom will be fully realized, and evil will be destroyed, and all people will live in peace with one another. We're talking about the law. We're talking about God's sheep here. The lost sheep here. Are you the lost sheep? Come back. We decree and declare that you're no longer lost as of today. Jesus gave disciples a principle to guide their actions as they minister to others, and as we minister to you today, freely you have received, freely you shall give. So as you receive this word today, or are you the lost sheep? Give that word to somebody else who is lost, you know, who is stuck in that place where they've been led astray, and they're still there, you know, operating and being lost. You know, that they don't have to be lost because they've been condemned, they've been ashamed, they've been shamed, they don't feel like they can be forgiven. You know, give them that word so they can come out and come back to the fold, come back to the sheepfold, because God has showed us with his blessing. He has showered us with his blessings, so we should give generously to others of our time, our love, and our possession. You are that sheep, and you are no longer lost. We decree and declare today that you are no longer lost in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word that went forth on tonight, Father God, for those of us who were lost, Lord God, that now we have been found, Lord God. We have found our way back to Christ, back to you through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you would help us. Lord, help those that are out there, Father God. Oh, Lord, to seek you, to find you, Lord God, because, Lord, we know that you are out looking for us. You sent someone to look and to search and to intercede for us, to help us, oh God, along the way. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh Lord. We lift up everyone that is on the line tonight that have called in tonight, everyone that has purpose except to be here on the line tonight but could not, those that are logged into the computer, to the Blog Talk Radio show tonight, to the preaching the pastor show. We pray their strength on tonight, their peace, their protection right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you, even right now, God, as we pray, touch you in the green, oh God, let healing take place, let deliverance take place, oh God. Oh, Father God, let freedom take place right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for divine provision, oh God, for the vision that you have for our life, oh God. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. If you're holding on to something that's keeping you out of the fold, let go and let God, and God will do it for you. It's nothing that God cannot do. Give God your first. Give God your all, you know, all in all. We're so busy trying to hold on to things because we're worried about how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to pay the bill. If I give, if I sow, then how am I going to be able to have this and that? But if you trust God and he is your shepherd, he will provide. There's no lack to God's own, I'm telling you, but you got to believe it. Once you start to believe it, you can receive all that God has for you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that there's no lack in our home, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your goodness is operating through and out of life right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and we declare victory right now over our lives, over our marriages, over our children, over our grandchildren, all that we have in love, every listener on tonight. We decree and declare victory over you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask that you would send your help, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west to help all, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, as we die daily to this flesh, oh God, that you would strengthen our spirit, man, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I come against every attack on your life, on your strength, on your peace, your joy, your happiness, your health, all that you have. I come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I uproot every seed of the enemy that's been planted of you in your life to cause destruction, chaos, confusion, sickness, disease, death, premature death of all kinds. With the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, I uproot those seeds right now, all their roots and tentacles right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare that it is dead and destroyed in Jesus Christ's holy name. And right now we plant the seed of prosperity, the seed of good health, strength, peace, love, happiness, and protection in the name of Jesus Christ. And by your faith you shall water. By your faith you shall water. And God, we ask right now in Jesus Christ's holy name that you give the increase, oh Lord. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God. We can't thank you enough yet, still we thank you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And we all agree and say amen in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. You all amen. Tune in with us on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. We have our Wednesday night Bible studies on our conference call at 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580. Join us. I'm sure that you will be blessed. It's from 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to 7:40 p.m. on our conference call. Again, the number is 978-990-5417. Access code
604-334-1580, and Sunday service at 2 p.m. here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. So make sure that you tune in with us. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Love, is there anything else you need to say before we wrap up the last few seconds?
I do. Today, I did something for us all. Today, I release the spirit of love over all
Amen.
This
I
land.
Amen. I receive it.
So
I
want y'all to know that love
Christ
is about to come into
oh,
your
yes,
life, it's about to come
Shadda
into your
Baha.
House, and it's about to
oh,
come into your relationship. Receive
Amen.
It. Don't let Satan use your mouth.
I
Don't let him use
it
your
in
heart.
The name of
let
Jesus
love
Christ
come
of
on in. Let it come on in.
Come on in, love.
This is for the
come
ones
on
that
in,
want to love. Love is knocking at your door.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Christ's holy name. Amen. God bless you all. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in. Tell a friend and tell a friend about the Preaching the Pastor Show. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. All right. Love
Amen.
You, love. Love you, babe. God bless you.
Yes. I love you.
Come on, put your hands together.